December 8th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, a civic media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. I am joined, as always, by the mighty Max Martinson, our incredibly talented producer working out of his luxurious Cream City home close to the MATC campus. And we are honored with the holiday season coming and all the holiday happenings in downtown to have one of the great masters of holiday ceremony, the owner of Mia's, the incomparable Bo Blask. Bo, thanks for joining us. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Such kind words. Thank you so much.
You bet. And I see you've added a mustache to the look, the brand. Yeah.
I lost a bet, and now it's there for a while.
What was the bet? Were you rooting for the Bears or what?
I must have. I couldn't tell you, but now I got to keep it on for the next 6 months. So
6 months. There we go. Wow.
Yeah, we're embracing it.
Make it a handlebar, man. Like, really go. Let it. No.
Yeah. We'll let it become something of its own.
You could pull it off, man. Seriously.
I think so. Yeah, it's actually working out pretty well.
Good. So, anyway, well, one of the things I'm excited to talk to you about, Bo, is I believe this would be, is it your second or third annual Festivus celebration?
Oh, technically it's our fourth party, but it's probably, I think, the third Festivus official party, because our first year we didn't have a name for it yet. So
for those of you who aren't familiar with the holiday made famous by Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Festivus is a Festivus for the rest of us, a holiday for the rest of us that have lived through the stress of the holiday season and have maybe wrestled with other customers over toys to get for your kid. And it includes an airing of grievances.
Absolutely.
And feats of strength. Definitely. Around the, in lieu of a tree, it's a Festivus pole. It is a metal rod, right?
And, yep, that's right.
Guess where you get your Festivus pole from? Guess where they're made?
Right here in Milwaukee.
Right here in Milwaukee. So
right here in Milwaukee.
All started
can't beat
with a sitcom about four neurotic friends in Manhattan. But someone got smart and manufactured the Festivus poles here in Milwaukee. So that's great. Only in Milwaukee. Yeah. So, but Festivus and Mia's has a little bit a different flavor to it, wouldn't you say? Or what? How would you describe it compared to other Festivus offerings?
I think it's definitely become a mind of its own. You know, we do give the opportunity for airing of grievances. There's a small intermission in kind of halfway through the event where the microphone will be on. And
I got a lot of problems devices. With you people.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to hear about it. And we have live music. We have a huge holiday spread. And of course, a cash bar. And so it becomes quite an ordeal. And we have just a short window of time to feed a lot of people. And I think last year we ended up doing, I think it was close to 280 people in 3 hours. And we actually ran out of food within the first 2 hours. And we had purchased enough, but that turned out great. And then I think this year, hopefully I purchased enough this year again. But our goal is always to run out of food because then we know we did it properly. But we'll have another. Yep, just kind of grab a plate, serve yourself, grab two plates. I don't know, grab a few plates.
Yeah.
There's really no expectation of a bill, and I'll be helming the bar, and I'll my friends and staff will be supporting me and making sure that it runs smoothly. But this is, our fourth year. The Last Bees will be playing, just like years in the past, and it's kind of
becoming.
Yep, Ian Ash and the Last Bees, which, Waukesha native, it's kind of made it a tradition now to kind of come out every year and host this event for us, and they do such a great job, and we don't have tons of space, and so they managed to put a four-piece band crammed into my corner of the restaurant, but they fill it with sound and music, and we appreciate that. So it's always a good time had by all. And now, for the first time ever this year, which is the first step, is inviting your friends to dinner. And so a week before Festivus on December 15th, which is now a sold out event, we do have our tabled event, which has been a huge success for us. It's hit kind of wide stream media with not only like local newspapers and even Fox 6, but has been sold out our past 11 events completely, which
Wow.
Absolutely stunning. So yeah. Super excited about that. And then of course there's all of next year that we're planning for as well.
Sure. Wow. That's great. Do we mention the date for this year's Festivus?
Yeah. So Festivus is the tabled event is on the 15th, and then Festivus, which is properly on December 23rd, and that's a Tuesday. It's at 5 p.m. and it goes to about 8 p.m. or at least until I started kicking people out.
So it's almost like Hanukkah Festivus, right? But two nights instead of eight crazy nights.
Correct. Correct. Wow. Well, thank God for that. I wouldn't be able to survive.
So I'm trying to think the date. So the 15th is that's a Monday, isn't it?
Yep. So we do all of our tabled events
are always close on Mondays, right?
That's right.
Except and then party. Yeah. So
yeah, and then Tuesdays. We do carry out okay, specials on Tuesdays. Yeah. It's just me and my father on those days.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, that'd be a great day to tear the restaurant up and throw a party, you know. And then usually we do our own party for staff and stuff all the way in January. So
oh nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that. So terrific. Now, one big success in 2025 for me is that I believe has been a huge success has been your monthly private dinners, themed dinners.
Yeah.
My wife and I had the great fortune of participating in a few of them. There was it was a birthday present. It was the Bob Ross night.
Oh, that was a crazy one, wasn't it? Yeah, we definitely did some really interesting stuff on that one.
It was right around, it was near 4th of July, so it was like an American Revolution theme.
That's right. Yep. It was called We the People, and we took recipes from the 1800s recipe book and brought them to life.
What the Congress was eating there, including some rabbit. I thought that was great. And what was it, like a Parmesan ice cream?
That's right. We made Parmesan ice cream. Yeah. It had 17 different steps. It was, but it tasted all right. I thought it was pretty good.
And then I was especially partial to the Casablanca one in September, I think that was, or August.
That's right. That sounds about right because
yeah.
Oh God, they're all kind of running together. That's Casablanca and then it went I couldn't tell you.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Then the Salem Witch Trials was October.
Okay.
And then the Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving, obviously November.
Oh,
and
fun.
Of course Festivus will always be there every year now. So you'll always expect that tabled event to be
December. So this is like a private tabled event for the 15th where people got to call in and reserve it.
So, and of course that's sold out as well.
Are there any openings left or no?
No. That's sold out pretty quick. And then,
we are planning on the 23rd then.
Yeah. We have everything already planned out for next year. We are taking a break, in January. I kind of give my staff a little bit of a break and then also train some new staff on some of the techniques that we use in these events.
Yeah. Cause it is very nth degree culinary, attention, if you are focused. So that's good that you're doing that. And another interesting wrinkle, though, is that I know there's at least one other restaurant that has adapted this monthly private dinner thing. I believe it was our friends over at Tufty's. Have there been any others that have kind of mimicked your concept?
No, I have a pretty difficult concept where, I mean, the food is focused, but we put a lot of energy on the showmanship, on the singularity on the story. But we really drive that pretty hard. And then the food is kind of secondary to that. Also with themed cocktails, you know, you mentioned the Bob Ross event, which is great, but, we kind of have like a sub theme to everything where we need to kind of match what we're doing. So
it's in the Bob Ross event,
every cocktail changed colors.
I know there was one that kind of put it together. You had kind of the art, the swatch board with the different...
For the pasta flight, and then you had to kind of...
The cubes had different pasta sauce, and that was really fun.
Yeah, and so we try that, whereas Tofty's, and actually, you know, because, you know, I had to do my investigating.
Yeah,
I had to make sure. Tofty does a great job. They're a little bit different.
Sure.
I actually really like what they're doing over there. I believe they do it every 2 months. So they're not every month, but I could be wrong, but they're every 2 months and they are not themed per se, but they are definitely on the upscale, more of a fancy fine dining aspect, small plate tapas type thing, which is something that they do really well. And so they kind of have captured a different part of that market. And so usually a lot of times when they do their things, it doesn't interrupt any kind of operation that we're doing.
No. But again, I think it's an ode to you that you kind of came up with this and had demonstrated some success. And
Definitely. I am tempted to say, actually, they were doing theirs before I even attempted mine.
Okay.
I think they started, I don't know. I think they started maybe a year before I even came up.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I just
I could be wrong, but I think I read that somewhere in an article by the Freeman that said it, and it looked like a year in advance. I was yeah.
I think I found out after the fact, and I just thought that it was like they saw what you were doing and decided to, you know, jump all over it. But I mean, that's that's a fantastic concept, and it's just great. It's a real, and I remember being in that business for a long time. It actually was a great thing to have a friendly competitor because
definitely, yeah, it's a proof of concept.
If you are busy, your customers could just walk over there and see if they, and vice versa. They're done eating at Tofty's and they decide, well, let's go to Mia's for an after dinner cocktail. Or it's just having a really robust scene is good for business with a lot of different concepts.
Absolutely. That's why I'm not upset when people try to copy my garlic bread. You know, it's just proof of concept to me.
You'll be pleased to know my previous guest was telling me he didn't want to, he was my successor in the council, Alderman Mike Crisine, 1st District. And he didn't want to give out names or show favoritism, but he mentioned there's a place he likes to go to for garlic bread. I'm like, oh, Mia's. He's like, oh, shoot. And I'm like, yeah, nothing to be ashamed of. I'll let you know both. And guess what my next guest is. So I thought you'd want to hear that from the right honorable gentleman from the first Aldermanic district. Yeah. So, but so I mean, what any special plans for you and your family during the holidays that if you'll have some time, if you'll give yourself some time off?
Unfortunately, my business, there isn't a ton of time off.
You're close for Christmas Day anyway, right?
Yeah, we are close for Christmas Day. We'll be close for December 24th. We do have a really big deal going on for the December 24th yearly pickup that we do for our holiday stuff. So that's going on right now. That actually closes on the 20th, and you have to pre-order those. If you take a look at my website or if you go on my Facebook, you can look at it. Sure. Essentially what it is a large pan of lasagna, a large salad, and 12 garlic breads, which is a $220 value marked down all the way to $159. And it feeds 20 people, and it's a great process. It's pretty much a one fee, one pickup, and I only have 30 spots available and very limited time to put those together. So we're hoping,
that 30 people spots take advantage as of now, that. Or is it less than that?
There's actually less than that. I only slotted 30, just because on the pure volume and the workload that those lasagnas take, it can be quite exhaustive. But
what a convenience, though, if someone has a lot of family over. I mean, that's money.
Definitely. We're able to feed a lot of people really quickly. And, I mean, lasagna put us on the map, so who doesn't love that? So, but as far as me, I'll be able to spend some time with my family. I know my father. Everybody expects me to cook, but no. But during the holidays, my father cooks, and he does a great job. And so I'm able to kind of just sit back and just relax when that happens. So,
I love it. So, good for you. So, what else, when you look back in 2025, what were some other big, would you say, milestones or accomplishments for Mia's that you're proud of that you'd like to kind of celebrate? I know you had the big write-up in the news, but that was fantastic.
That was definitely a huge highlight. Yeah. Being on Fox 6 with Brian Cramp was a huge highlight. Yeah. I know,
and being on This Week in Waukesha a couple times too,
Yeah. I know recently there will be another article with the Freeman coming out, I think this week. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm not sure where exactly this is going, but I know TMJ4 has also been slated to do something as well with us. They or may not be at the Festus event, but we're still kind of working out how that's going to work out logistically. I would say, my other biggest hallmark flagship achievement that we've done this year was my massive 20 foot table that I have in my bar room, which was an incredible project. It was very quickly put together right in October, just before my October event. And the funny thing is, this table has been planned for I think the first year that I started here. I said I really need a big table in here, and I just couldn't figure out how to get it done. And then I tried to build it myself the first time. Spent a lot of money. It was a complete and utter failure. I said, okay, well, we're going to have to do it again. And then I tackled it this year. It took me about 12 hours to put it together on a Sunday night, and we closed half the restaurant down. And myself and my staff, we all, pitched in, and it's about 780 pounds, and it was built into the room. So good luck getting it out. But it is a staple now to the restaurant. Yeah. It is a symbol of community and togetherness, and it reminds people that while they come and sit at that table, that they're strangers, but they should be leaving as friends. So it's a cool concept, and people seem to really enjoy it. And
nice. Oh, that's great. So, you know, what have you been doing for fun, Bo? I mean, it's been a while since we talked, so we're also kind of catching up here.
Goodness. You know, I've been painting again.
That's right.
I've been painting again.
For the benefit of our listeners, Bo, the reason for the Bob Ross themed dinner is that Bob Ross was a hero of yours as a young child.
That's right. Yeah.
Be in your room when you were limited to the three channels, right? And PBS. Yes. So, but what
that's
great,
right. I was
a role model to have as a youth, you know?
It was the Create TV channel. It just had one. Yeah. Just one channel, and that's what I watched. But I painted portraits, which really isn't what Bob Ross did. But
yeah, he was more landscapes,
so,
right?
Yeah, he was so calming and soothing that it was kind of nice to have in the background. And
I got to tell you, when my kids were younger, one of my pastimes was with crayons, doing lands. You could do some really fun landscapes with crayons, and I remember like showing my wife, she's like, "Wow, that's really good." And but it is very therapeutic. So I can't wait to see some. Maybe would you be willing to hang some of that up in your restaurant if you see?
I had considered it because some of the my art style is, and I go pretty hard at it. It's a bit of a process. I'm an oil painter, but I paint in the style of the Baroque.
Okay, I was going to ask you about John.
Yeah, kind of the Baroque Dutch Impressionism and stuff. So I make all of my canvases. I keep it pretty traditional. I stretch them all. I use rabbit skin glue to size them, and then.
Yeah.
I've even gone as far as making my own paints, which can be quite a process, but, and what it's actually turns out to be cheaper for those that are trying to get into art themselves. Making your own canvases are not only cheaper, but they're usually way better quality. And I can go in unlimited sizes when I do that. So usually when I do that, I do 2.5 feet.
Wow. That's cool.
And I usually do 2.5 feet by 4 or 5 or 6 feet. Yeah. So it gets, you know,
Bo, I've got an idea. I think you said you have all of your themed dinners booked throughout 2026 or no?
They're not booked, but I just haven't put them on yet. I know our first one is going to be a prime rib pop-up in February on February 9th. And then I think also there's going to be a Shakespearean themed dinner, a Shakespearean romance on February 16th. And as of right now, that's the only one I'm going to release. But in January, I will be releasing the first 6 months of the year.
Bo, when you shall die.
That's right.
We're going to take you and cut you out into little stars.
Perfect. I love it. Hang
so
me up.
All the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish. I'm sorry. I could go on with Shakespeare. But no, talking about art, it gave me an idea for a themed dinner, if there's space, if not 2027. But and we will do it in person first. Is we go down, we road trip to Chicago, and we do the Art Institute.
Sure.
But then we do that whole Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And that
there you
becomes your themed dinner. Like you'd have to have like Vienna beef hot dogs. We'd have to have a fine dining thing with sausage, with Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, you have to, the Sausage
we'd
King
have to
of
figure
Chicago.
Out what restaurant that was, for sure. Yeah, we'd really have to make it, have like a really fun little Chicago.
You know, that's actually a really good idea. You know, I'll give one more hint. We will be doing the Labyrinth as well. But you know, I didn't even think of Ferris Bueller. Maybe 2027. We did prophesize whether or not we were going to do a Jackson Pollock event.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
We ended up passing on it. You know, there's just so many ideas. But
do a Kerouac one instead, Jack Kerouac. That could be cool.
Yeah, I can't remember if we actually have an artist or not.
Yeah, you'll have to start a committee. So anyway, we have 1 minute left. What else do you want your listeners to know about things to do at Mia's and in downtown during the holidays?
Well, as always, right now you can come see me at the bar and most nights at Mia's. We are doing all 1920s cocktails, having a good time with that. Of course, in January, we will be coming out with a whole new batch of 1920s cocktails, and we're really proud of that. Right now, we're the only place in downtown Waukesha that makes high crafted cocktails, and so we're really proud of that. That's probably one of my biggest things that I'm proud of here. Our staple, of course, will be pumping out those garlic breads, those pizzas. Definitely a lot of new things coming to the restaurant as well. Some new decorations. We are looking at a few build out opportunities that are happening. And then, of course, you know, when Friday Night Live hits, we'll be right back here in the same space with you to describe what's happening with that.
That sounds great. I can't wait. And then we owe you a visit. We got to come in real soon, especially for Festivus. So, and
Yeah, I believe I saw that you were coming. So
I want to thank you again. Yep, we'll be there. So thanks for all that you do for Downtown Waukesha and for the continuing success of your business. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Please remember, I want to thank my producer, the mighty Max Martinson, and all of us for continuing to act locally, think globally. Please remember, especially during the holiday season, that safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!